CGSF 90.1 FM. I mean, come on, guys. Where would you hear anything like that? Except here on Wire and Nerve, Episode 0. That was Mind Lock, parentheses, Septic Utopia by Terror Organ. This is off of Dragonflight Records. I'm pretty unfamiliar with these guys. We're doing some live research here. Dragonflight. Before that, we had Skinny Puppy, their song Second Tooth. You know, Artifact Records, who are a great, great label from, I think, somewhere in Ontario, probably Toronto, let's be real. They launched their new merch store recently, and it was named after the song Second Tooth. That's off the album Cleanse, Fold, Manipulate, which I think that's right after Mind the Perpetual Intercourse, which is my favorite Skinny Puppy album. And I'm pretty sure it's just before Dwayne Godel joined, and Dwayne was an incredible synthesizer worker. None of the Wi-Fi in here is working. I can't research any of this. So I'll get back to you with it next week if I remember. Or maybe it won't make sense because this is episode 0 and not episode 1. We gotta have a strong debut for episode 1. Before that, we had Collide, Wings of Steel off the album Chasing the Ghost. I already talked a fair bit about them. Let's get into the next stuff we got. This is, and you're sure to know these, this is Death Grips. Woo! Everybody clap for Death Grips. This is like big stuff. This album goes hard for people who don't usually listen to African-American artists. That's not me, but it's still a great album nonetheless. People are afraid to call it industrial. You know, okay, let me go on a little tangent here. Here's the thing. Industrial music is like horror movies in that as soon as a band gets popular enough, people stop calling it industrial. Look at Nine Inch Nails. People call Nine Inch Nails a rock album. What is Nine Inch Nails? Industrial, like through and through, except for like, I don't count With Teeth, but like most of their stuff is very thoroughly industrial, but it's been removed from that name because it got big enough that people didn't want to call it that. Same with Marilyn Manson, as much as he's a terrible guy. Like, no one calls Marilyn Manson really industrial, even though that's what he started out with. I don't pay attention to the new stuff at all. Death Grips is the same way. I love them. Through and through industrial. Let's give it a listen.
Yeah, we came to blow your system. You know what I'm saying? You loser. Bragging about how you had it all down, but what's up now when your shit is done? How I'm coming, where I'm slinging, where I'm from and what I'm bringing. Tell your cousins best I'm sleeping, cause I'm busting for no reason. A random murder, killing season. But now when I recall black creeping, full tilt swerving through your bleeding, system burning to his knees and begging for mercy while I'm leaning hard to the left and the clock and the grip to the head pocket to the head knock rhythm. System blower, power, system over. We came to blow your system. Blow. You know what I'm saying? You loser. Bragging about it, you had it all down. But what's up now when your shit is done? And fuck we system. Blow. Stupid, don't be me. Low on blood spray all over the desktop drums. Come worship it. Finger ripping. Fuck white off their narrative. Boundary ripping. Frequency freaking out. Doing like that. Drug tells those tears. System. Blower. System. Blower. Go ahead. Jumping out this kid. Talking about. Come on. Take grip me again. I'll need to wonder if it's gonna crack. Hell no. You can bet. But fit to burn the house to the ground. Soon as the sound gets turned. System. Blower. Power. System. Over. We'll be right back.
about it. You had it all down, but what's up now when your shit is system blower, system blower. Yes, we're gonna catch my whip, gonna let them all know who he's fucking with. Ruthlessly skin and jump, just fuck it. Can't fuck with this shit, master. He's my fist, suck my dick. It's not cool, I'm too sick. What time is it? System blower, system blower. Deep in the clean face, just straight to the chase like a purple shot of 180 proof. Riot, audio violence breaks the windows and takes to the loop. System blower, blower. System over. To the corner of your eyes forever tongue. Raise the dead. As long as I've been tired, I'm dead. Oh, get up my head. Shit is over. System blower.
Frenzy melody-driven heavy metal from around the world. Melting your ears every Monday night from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. The Rio Grande River once reliably flowed from the mountains in Colorado across the deserts of New Mexico and Texas to the Gulf. But now cities and farms siphon off much of that water, and drought has hit the river hard. So at times, stretches of the Rio Grande run dry, harming wildlife and people.
In the last 20 years, there has been a loss of farmland in the Rio Grande in Colorado, in New Mexico, in the Pecos River, in Texas, due to water shortages. And that, of course, affects the livelihoods and the economies of all of those communities.
In a recent study, Enrique Prunes of the World Wildlife Fund and other scientists found that about half the water used in the Rio Grande Basin is consumed faster than it can be replenished naturally, and agriculture drives most of the demand. Prunes says that as the climate warms, the Rio Grande could get even drier.
Climate change is exacerbating this, and that's the even more complicated part, how to adapt to a future with less water in a basin that is already overused and overallocated.
So Prunes says solutions like water policy and management reforms and strategies for reducing water use on farms are urgently needed. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
The love sit high, the mind.
CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby. You're listening to Wire and Nerve. I only have time for a couple more songs, so I want to get through this part quick. You were listening to Limiter, My Machines of Love and Grace, off their album Consecration. These guys, I originally knew them from being on the soundtrack of The Crow, which is an incredible movie. If you haven't seen it, watch it. Brandon Lee, his last film role, because sadly he passed away during the shooting. Don't watch the new one. The new one's a disgrace to like film and to Brandon Lee's legacy. Coming up after this, I almost broke the jewel case. Holy moly. Coming up after this, we have Battery. I should say, before Machines of Love and Grace, Unit 187, Waiting for Jesus, off their self-titled album. Love Unit 187. They're also from Vancouver. Great stuff. We're getting into Battery, their song Nevermore. If you liked The Collide, you're probably going to like this. This was on Cop International. After that, Frontline Assembly, Provision. Great stuff. Coming up after this show, in case I don't get to say it later, we have Metal Meltdown. You heard the promo for them. Good stuff.
In every cry of every man, in every infant's cry of fear, the mind-forged manacles I hear.
Inside. Family Foundation Legacy Program was created by the Unison Fund to support Canadian music industry veterans. For more information on this lifeline of hope, visit unisonfund.ca.